Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at www.angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher and an angel practitioner and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith. And the book includes the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available for all of us to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I am a part of, and they are called the Posse. We have an irreverent, wickedly funny sense of humor, and they are extremely loving and compassionate. The angels, my posse, give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And like the posse of angels, I'm very excited to get and take some of your calls for some free angel advice. So you can call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number to call in for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. So once again, I'd like to say hello, listeners. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. So whether you're listening live as a regular or as a new listener, or perhaps you're listening to this show archived on the Blog Talk Radio site or archived on the iTunes site, which, by the way, you can join for free, and then you can upload all of the archive shows for free. I'm very, very pleased to have your company. Now, I do see that we have several callers on the line, 732-780. As my regular listeners know, I take about 10 minutes to introduce the topic for the day, so please hold on for your free angel advice. Now, I'd like to start off by saying, what is it about this October that has many of us longing for change in our lives? Yes, we may be having the usual seasonal desire for pumpkin pancakes and spiced lattes, but as the month progresses, there seems to be a growing anticipation of a new life on the horizon for many of us. And I've noticed that this feeling of change coming towards us is transcending where we live on the planet. And while my clients in the Southern Hemisphere are not bobbing for apples, they are feeling the warmer temperatures of spring weather and are experiencing their own sense of renewal. Regardless of where we live, this excited energy has many of us discarding the old and embracing the new as we anticipate changes in our lives that are getting us ready to feel reborn. This feeling of leaving the past and embracing the new brought to mind a wonderful childhood memory of mine. Now, as a little girl, I remember growing up on a farm in Virginia and watching Mother Nature come alive in the spring after a long frozen winter. On one of my walks through the beautiful countryside, I heard a bird chirping and flying around its nest. As I looked up, I watched the bird excitedly dart back and forth over the nest. Suddenly, I saw a baby bird peek over the side and quickly pull its head back out of sight. I sat down on a patch of grass and watched with curiosity as the small bird performed this same action several times. Now, all of a sudden, the small bird seemed to throw itself out of the nest, and it began to plummet to the ground. When miraculously, halfway down, this tiny bird instinctively spread his wings and glided to the earth. You know, listeners, I sat transfixed at the wonder, the marvel, and the deep unconscious knowing that little creature had demonstrated. It knew that it had grown too big for its nest, but the thought of leaving the comfort and security of its home was absolutely terrifying, with the feeling that it was his time to leave. Of course, with his parents' shrill urging, he leapt forth. It was only after he had leapt from his familiar but restricted nest that he could spread his wings fully and remember how to fly. This memory made me think about all the things that we've outgrown in our lives that are actually restricting us. The things or people that we have outgrown are now energetically expired past their use-by date, as they do not serve us anymore for our highest good. It seems like I can't turn down a street in my neighborhood without seeing someone having a garage sale, for sale signs on homes, and there are moving trucks in the area. Now, with this thought in mind, October has us all reevaluating our lives to see what is working for us and what is not. During the month of October, I myself have given away so many things to Goodwill, as I have an overwhelming urge to start anew and get rid of anything that does not serve me for my greatest good. This feeling of getting rid of the old is such an important component of October's energy that it would serve each and every one of us to really take some time to consider what we can finally let go of. And in this way, we can be clear enough to easily reset areas in our lives that can then serve us for our greatest good. You know, this overwhelming feeling within us to be rebirthed was spurred on by last week's new moon. Each one of us was given a healthy dose of energy that was there to help us to remove and dispose of the old in any and all forms. Personally, I am feeling it as a very excitable energy that has seen me foregoing sleep in order to clean out my sock drawer at midnight as I discard mismatched and orphan socks. I wonder, listeners, if you're like me and if you have a washing machine that actually eats socks as well. And this new moon energy is getting us excited to change those things in our physical world and take real steps to transform our lives. In this way, we are emotionally supporting and getting ready for the rebirth and renewal that so many know is on the horizon for us. Now, in today's program, we will take a closer look at areas of our lives where we may be holding on to the familiar, the known. And even though these people and things might be well past, as I said, their use by date, and have ceased to be honoring to us or give us joy, while we recognize these areas and we sweep out the cobwebs and the closets of our lives, we will finally clear stuffed energy and open our arms wide to receive the new. And just like the little bird that I saw in his outgrown nest, we too can leave our surroundings in order to fly and have the greatest adventure of our lives. But before we address some of those areas where we can reset the areas of our lives, the Posse of Angels is excited to take some of your phone calls. Let's go to 708. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Gloria.
Hello, Gloria. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Candy?
I'm very, very well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey, lovely New Jersey. I've had so many callers call from lovely New Jersey. So tell me, what are you calling in for today, and what would you like some guidance with?
I would like the angels to tell me any messages that they need to that I need to know right now.
Okay. Are there any areas in particular that are more of a concern for you than others?
I just feel stuck right now, like I'm just not able to move forward. And
okay.
I'm just not really sure if I'm on the right path or if this is a waiting period for me or what, any kind of information they can give me.
Okay. First of all, without even looking at the cards, what they're giving me is what you think is you being stuck is you're not stuck at all. We are so programmed to be human doings rather than human beings that when there doesn't seem to be any movement, we suddenly think that something is wrong in our lives, and there's nothing wrong at the moment. They're also, I'm not even looking at the cards, but they're showing me a vision of the Eight of Wands. And the Eight of Wands in my tarot deck shows eight rods or eight wands flying through the air, and there is a family of deer just kind of looking up at these Eight of Wands. This card is telling you that the universe, God, angels, higher self, source, has heard your prayers, your pleas, your begging, your crying, you know, to fulfill the intentions in your heart. That's number one. They're telling you that there are so many unforeseen things that are being set up like dominoes or as connections and opportunities. And they're underlying, they're in the underlying surface. And you can't even see what's going on. The deer is there to tell you to be kind to yourself, to be gentle with yourself. And during this time of you saying that you're stuck, it's saying that to go out, to utilize this time to restore, rebalance, recharge your energy, because when the new comes in, you're going to need every little bit of strength for this amazing, you know, rush of the new coming in. What do they say? Be careful what you ask for, because you're going to get it, and sometimes it comes in with so much velocity that it just knocks us off our feet. And if we haven't prepared in that stuck time that you call it, then we won't have the strength and the energy to be able to really utilize that new that's coming in. So is any of this resonating?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's go to the cards. So that's the first part of the family of angels has told me. Now let's see what's coming out. Okay. The Five of Pentacles. There are no good cards, no bad cards in the deck. This one usually is because the querent is putting their focus and attention on what they do not have rather than what they do have.
Okay.
Okay. So number one, put your gratitude journal, put your focus on thanking God and the angels for all of your blessings, for those things that you do have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed to have whatever it is you have now, because it's not until we are so over the moon and grateful and appreciative for what we have now that we'll be given more. They're also showing this card as they're saying, as you get more towards the winter and along with being grateful and appreciative and really, really putting your focus and attention on those two things, it will thaw. It will thaw the ice around your intentions and your dreams from really coming to fruition. The next part of this is they really want you to have strength in your convictions. Have you been 100% clear, Gloria, with that which you would love to do or would make your heart sing?
Not at all.
Okay, then how can you expect? See, the universe is neither good nor bad, right or wrong. You know, and it's not. It is magical, but it's not. It cannot send you. It's just a mirror for you. It cannot send you anything that is not in direct resonance with who you are. So a lot of times people call in and they ask about, you know, sort of a career and where they're going. And I said, well, you know, what is it you want to do? Well, I don't know. I would like to be help people. And most of the time I tell them, and the posse of angels will tell them, you can't help anybody until you help yourself. You know?
Right.
I have a lot of people who have helped everybody else in the past and not themselves. And they've given themselves, you know, because they've been emotionally sad, because the inner child inside of them has been unhappy and not receiving for themselves. Their emotional body has dipped down so low that it can't sustain the physical body, and they've drawn dis-ease to themselves somewhere in the body. So this strength card that's coming out is asking you to sit down and to say, okay, universe, God, angels, I haven't been particularly, clear about what it is that I would love to do, but I'm going to now decree to you what it is that would give me most joy, allow me to bring forth my gifts and talents, and really shine my radiance out to the world. When you think about doing something, in those terms, Gloria, does anything come to mind?
Maybe something artistic.
Excuse me?
Something artistic, something in the antique business.
Okay. Is this could be refinishing antique furniture? Is it selling antique furniture? I have a neighbor who lives across from me who uses her love of furniture, and she stages homes for real estate companies in order to sell them. When you say love of antique furniture, I mean, it there's a myriad of things that you can do, but you haven't even scratched the surface yet. Talk about refinishing, ha, ha, ha. sometimes they're very funny. I mean, I usually just say what they want me to say, now they're laughing. you haven't really even scratched the surface talking about refinishing, about what it is that you would like to do as far as, you know, antiques. They won't turn over the next card. Okay, here's the Emperor card. And the Emperor card to me is always the who's the boss card. You haven't shown the universe who's the boss. You've been wasting and wasting and wasting, and the posse of angels are showing me angels standing in a row, and they have their arms folded. It's like, come on, Gloria, make movement for something that you absolutely are joyful and passionate about, and then we can send you connections and opportunities and synchronicities and all of that. But it's not going to happen unless you take that pebble, throw it in the pond, create the ripples and the movement, and show the universe who's boss. This is a pretty consistent reading. Put your focus and attention, first of all, on all of your blessings that you have now, all the wonderful, your health, your the people who love you, all your circumstances, all that you have now, and have the strength and conviction to tell the universe exactly what you would love. And don't worry about money, don't worry about anything, because what you're doing is you're creating the abundance within yourself, and it's only by creating that abundance within that the universe then can create abundance on the outside.
Okay.
How is that?
That is awesome.
Can I have that in a testimonial?
Absolutely, that's awesome.
You know what, Gloria, you would really give me a tickle me feeling if you do these things. And what you're going to find out, look, I'm no Cassandra. I don't sit here and look at a crystal ball, but I can almost guarantee you 99.99999% that once you start doing this and once you really start telling the universe what it is that you are so joyful in your heart about, then in a very short amount of time, you will see the physical manifestation of your 100% conviction in your heart and your joy show up in your life. So please, when that happens, send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, House.com. And just tell me where your adventure is going.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you. I will.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Gloria, and have an absolutely blessed day.
Thank you, and you too, Candy. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye. And it's truly, listeners, if there's one area which we all have to work on, because, quite frankly, we've been programmed to be human doing and not human beings, is to really go within and to really set our focus on being grateful and appreciative for things we have in the now, in the present moment, and be strong with our conviction that the universe can only send us that which we are convicted about. So let's go to our next caller, 780. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello? Are you there, 780? Hello? 780. This doesn't seem to be connecting. Now let me try again. Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. No. 780, would you please call back in? That line does not seem to be
Hello?
Working.
Hello?
Oh, yes, you're there. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes, can you
Hello?
Hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wonderful, wonderful. We are connected. Who am I speaking with?
Taco J. You're going between muted and unmuted and muted and muted. And Is it interesting?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Good. What's your name?
So Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. This job thing, the angels sure got me out of situation again, but, they just don't look forward, don't look at the job or the brighter side of this,
they're showing me a set of drums. Why are they showing me a set of drums?
Because I'm a drum teacher.
Okay, there you go. Okay, thanks, Paulie. And how is that going for you?
Weekends are going pretty good for me. Lots of work on it, but yeah, lots of fun. Lots of passion.
Yep. And I somehow remember last time that it wasn't as busy for you. Has it picked up since last we spoke?
Yeah, well, the classes I offer, they're still pretty consistent, so no problem with that. Just got to turn it into a real business. But the thing is that I'm just looking for a job right now to pay the bills, and just wonder how the angels can help me with that and to guide me to a job that's perfect for me.
Okay. Since we've had that strength card come up before, and when it comes up in somebody's reading, you can pretty much make sure that it's there for everybody who's ever going to listen to this, and particularly for me as well. It's not just I just sit here and dole out the information. I take a real close notice of the cards that came up. What is it when you? I know that you love music. I know that you love music, and is that what you would like to translate into your day job, so to speak?
Yeah, it's lots of fun.
Okay, so you're a music teacher at the moment.
Well, not really. I'm unemployed right now, looking for a job right now. But the drum teaching is what I do on the sideline, weekends.
Okay. All right. Now, there are so many different avenues that you can look into. It's like Gloria said before. She'd like to do something with antiques. Is it restoring antiques? Is it selling antiques? Is it staging, a house with antiques, a real estate thing? As a teacher,
yeah.
I mean, would you look into becoming a sound engineer?
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, another thing they're saying, would you like to be a roadie for a rock group?
Well, I know what they're trying to get at music, but it's kind of more spiritual stuff, more healing stuff.
Okay. Another great thing is I've had many clients in Australia, a few here, although I haven't been in the States for all that long, I've been in the States for about 4 years, that have a base of an alternative healing modality, such as Reiki, like I teach, and then they've gone on to have sound healing with that. Is that something which interests you?
Yeah, sound healing sounds really neat.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
The Posse of Angels are like doing a little bit of a jig now. They're clapping. Okay. You can incorporate, so many things within that. You can buy a set of crystal bowls or things like that. But that in and of itself is a wonderful modality, but I probably would marry that with some sort of energy healing that is accepted. The reason that I love Reiki so much is that finally, the planet in the last really 10 years has accepted it. The World Health Organization and the National Institute of Health actually recognize it and accept it as energy medicine. And, doctors such as Dr. Mehmet Oz on Oprah came out 2 years ago and said that it's his number one form of alternative healing as it does wonderful things, lifts pain off the body, improves the immune system. All that is accessible to you, would keep you in good stead, and it would allow you to fulfill that need of doing more spiritual work. I mean, Reiki in itself is a beautiful modality, but I've seen it in my life and in my students' life as an extraordinary stepping stone then to do so many other things whether it's once you have your degree in it, then you do, you know, sort of workshops in psychic awareness, workshops in meditation nights, you know, channeling. There could be, and on top of that, I've had, you know, my Reiki students then go on to do NLP or, you know, emotional freedom technique. They've done sound healing. They've done color therapy. And, you know, they've added different, you know, strings to their bow as far as they've gone along. So with all of this, let me just check and try to see. But that really sounds good. It does sound good for you. And maybe all other things have been blocked, Jay, because your heart really was always meant to go in that direction.
You know, it's kind of have to make a living here, actually, like I said. So.
I know. Well, the cards are saying, you know, with the Nine of Cups, the Nine of Wands, is you're pretty battle-weary at the moment. As long as you, when you're looking for employment, as long as you do not take any job that is going to dishonor and disrespect for you. I know that we have, you know, we all are in human form and we gotta like eat and like we gotta like, you know, put a roof over our heads and all those things. But they want you to take your emphasis off of just getting a job and finding and following your intuition. Because sometimes I've asked them this many times. They want us to be surprised. So they want us to follow our intuition because you might take a job in something that just interests you. Might not have anything to do with music, but it's certainly not a job that you hate, but it's something that might interest you, and that might strangely enough or convolutedly lead to something to do with you know, with the next piece of the puzzle or somebody that could help you along the way. So you've looked on Craigslist, you've looked in newspapers, you've looked all over the place.
Well, yeah, I've got about 5 jobs I'm going to apply for tomorrow, so.
Okay. Now, when you look at those 5 jobs, which one stands, I mean, if you just look with your heart and not with your eyes, which one really stands out?
Oh, briefly, it's a job that it's different, requires my thinking, and uses my creativity.
That sounds good. That sounds wonderful.
So,
well,
I'm gonna...
the thing that I can say to you is that when you go to these jobs, know that if you do not get them, it's a very good thing if you don't get them, because so much of the time we are so protected and guided and looked after by the universe that the universe so much of the time stops us from moving towards that which is dishonoring to us. Now, in many cases, we push the river, and we force things, and then we wonder why we're so unhappy and so miserable in situations. When you go into those interviews, would you promise me that you're going to really, really take note of the person in front of you? Do they make your heart sing and dance? Feel the energies in the room. Are they light? Are they bright? Are they welcoming? If there's any sense of, you know, there's something that doesn't smell right, doesn't look right, doesn't feel right, then it's not right for Jay. And that only means that there's something more extraordinary coming down the track for you. So I'm really glad to hear that you have 5, you know, 5 to go to. And then also with the 5 to go to, this will help you to compare the energies that you're picking up and the things that you're feeling.
Yeah, it's actually 5 I'm applying for, so I'm just going to go for it. So, and plus I'll do some more you know, there's jobs out there that people don't advertise for, so I'm going to apply to different companies also.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, they're also telling me now that with these last 2 weeks of October, it's kind of in a little trough at the moment energetically. Once we start to get more towards October 29th, the turnover of the month, people are going to see more forward motion, more forward energy in their lives.
Yeah.
So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thanks very much. Thank you.
All right. Well, hang in there, and I'd love to know where your journey leads you. You can send me an
email.
Okay, thank you so much. All the best. God bless you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless.
It's difficult when we are in that trough, when we are as glorious as we are stuck. But the funny thing about it, listeners, is that we're never stuck. We are truly, truly never stuck. If there is nothing happening in our lives, it's because the universe is still setting up those magical synchronicities, connections, and opportunities for us. And everything happens in divine timing. Things do not happen in our own timing. So we're talking about today about actually resetting our lives. And this is a great time in this little bit of energy trough at the moment, as we are getting ready for the very new to come in, to think about how we can reset our lives. I shared with you how the month of October is presenting us with this overwhelming feeling of discarding anything in our lives that is not serving us to our highest good. The energies are creating an intense yearning inside of us that is getting us ready for the new on the horizon. All of these urges to take action and discard is a precursor for the transformative experience to come in for us. The forward-moving energies of October are awakening our soul to want more change in our lives. You know, it's just not the same old anymore. And for many of us, this means a very different direction than the path that we have been on. Okay, the posse of angels are telling me that this yearning for change is a result of our desire to finally manifest in our physical reality our heartfelt desires, our dreams, and our wishes. And with time collapsing on itself and time quickening and the veil getting much thinner, the lag time between us saying something out loud and having it rapidly manifest in our realities is becoming almost immediate. This is especially so if you do not have any deep investment or expectation in the how and the when of your dreams manifesting. For the deep urgency in your soul that lingers on and worries and stresses and controls about the how and the when of our dreams manifesting, well, that causes restriction in the universe as to being able to utilize limitless possibilities in answering our wishes in the most limitless, boundless, and extraordinary of ways. So the first thing that the posse of angels are telling me about resetting our lives that would be so amazingly helpful for all of us is to watch carefully what we say, the words that we speak. They are adding now that with so much of the clearing and cleansing that so many of us have done. And we've cleaned up our thoughts and our diets and our worlds. And they're adding that our word is God now. And they are saying, so shall ye speak, so let it be done. If we can only remember that the amount of time we spend on speaking about negative things, about things that we don't want, things that are hurtful for us. Maybe we talk about somebody that we can't forgive, talking about blame, fault, or victim, feeling victimized. somebody, which means that somebody has taken our power away, which is never the case. It's only we that give our power away. Also, if we put our energy on judgment, or things or people that we do not like in our lives, all of these things, then the universe will exactly show us the negativity that we are giving out. So all of this is exactly commensurate with the amount of time that negativity is in one way, shape, or form will manifest in our lives. You know, as I said to one of the callers, it's the universe does not know the difference between right or wrong or good or bad. There is no right or wrong or good or bad. That's all about perception and perspective. The universe only knows if you choose to put your attention on negativity or you choose to be positive and optimistic. We are truly painting the portrait of our reality with our words. Now, I was having my twin flame relationship workshop on Sunday, and I was mentioning this, how people can really clean up their energies and their lives by making sure that all of their words were positive and light-filled. And one of the participants said she was amazed at how quickly things are manifesting in her life. And she said, yes, but, you know, when I say something, you know, sometimes it doesn't appear in the way that I want it to appear. And I said, no. And I said, sometimes the universe has a very funny sense of humor as well. And our angels and guides do. You know, I was remarking to somebody how quickly my words manifest in front of me. And so I said, well, if I can manifest that to myself, I might as well say, you know, thank you for $1 million. And at that point, I looked out the window, and there was a truck that went past my house. And on the side of the truck, it said $1 million cleaners. So, you know, again, you know, all we can have is the pure intention in our hearts, and don't put any energy on the how and the when of things turning up. But be very careful what you do say. Even those of us who have been living a very conscious life of awareness for quite some time and have been enlightened to our power of manifestation, we have not experienced this amazing heightened speed of manifestation that the month of October is bringing in. With this in mind, you know, really, truly, watch carefully and consider not only the words that you're using, but what you are asking for. You know, the old line that says, be careful what you ask for because you're going to get it. With the occurrence of the new moon and the new higher frequencies, it's a wonderful time to revise your dreams and your wishes and reset your heart's intention as to what it is that you truly desire. You know, listeners, we are not the same people that we were a year ago, let alone 5 years ago. At this workshop, one of the participants said to me, you know, when I said how important it is to write down exactly what it is that is the conviction in our heart, because like I told our caller Gloria, the universe cannot send us that which we are not convicted about. You know, if we're wishy-washy about anything that they don't, then the universe doesn't know what to send us. And so it's really important to have that strength of conviction to tell the universe what it is that they want. Anyway, one of the participants said, oh, I wrote that out 5 years ago. And I said, since then you've been through a divorce. I said, since then you have changed jobs. I said, you've changed homes. I said, you've lost weight. I said, you've made so many changes in your life, and you've really come home to yourself. Really, when you think about what you wrote down 5 years ago energetically, is that the same thing as what you would write down today? And she said, you know what? I never thought about that. And so she was all fired up to go home and to write out that new list that she was going to revise, what her new convictions in her heart were, what her new dreams and desires were. And although we may not be in a position quite yet to implement changes in our lives, it would be helpful to set our intentions and wishes and then release, again, the how and the when of them occurring into the hands of God and the angels. And remember, if your dreams and wishes have not manifested as yet, and you have not seen the physical manifestation of them yet, in many ways, it's because you are not stuck. The universe is still putting together all of those magical synchronicities in order for that to happen for you, for the greatest good of yourself and the greatest good of all concerned. Now, another way you can reset your life in order for you to live the most extraordinary life is to remember how important it is to reset how you actually think about what you call work or earning a living. Now, the posse of angels are laughing. They're saying that we say that we need to earn a living, and they're laughing how any human being can say that we need to earn a living, because it's been already decreed by God that each and every one of us has the right to eternal life, and as such, we have already earned that right. It's also important to remember that you are abundant, and truly, abundance is your nature, and as such, each and every one of us will be provided for in the most divinely ordered way and timing by God, the universe, and the angels. The two things that stop people from feeling abundant is the constant worrying, stressing, controlling, and pushing as to how and when abundance should come into their lives, when this is none of our business. And when we force things and we actually try to make it our business, we limit the magic, the miracle, and the absolute synchronicities that God and the angels can use to fulfill our desires and our intentions. You know, it's been really unfortunate on our planet that when the word abundance is mentioned, that our programming has many of us automatically thinking of money, when in actual fact, the having of money has nothing to do with us feeling abundance inside. You know, over the last 10 years, I have had very wealthy millionaire clients sit across from me in my healing sessions, in my healing practice at Angel Healing House, which, by the way, listeners, can be found at www.angelhealinghouse. That's all one word, angelhealinghouse.com. Anyway, these wealthy millionaires, many of them were crying how unhappy and how unfulfilled that they were. In fact, many of them have sought to find their identity of feeling abundant through accumulating money, and they found themselves to be faced with issues of lack in their health, in their relationships, and in their self-worth. Through my intuitive counseling and my Reiki sessions, they've come to realize that their true abundance, the very basis of their divine, eternal nature, comes not from money. It doesn't come from money, but from allowing ourselves to joyfully radiate and shine out to the planet who we are. And quite frankly, listeners, I've had so many people call me for angel readings and comfort sessions as they're agonizing over their purpose in life. It does not matter what you do. It is the joy and the bliss and the absolute feeling of abandonment and absolute passion and creativity that you elicit when you are doing it, that which you love to do, which matters most to the universe. Because if you are in joy and bliss and creative passion and doing what you love doing, no matter what that is, then the universe will send back to you joyous and blissful and creative connections and opportunities that are the direct energetic resonance of those things that you are feeling in your heart. For example, I have a lot of clients who are very concerned with their purpose in life. You know, and when I share with them that it's actually more important to be excited and enjoy about our life and to have fun rather than pigeonholing ourselves and limiting our limitless and divine nature into just one purpose. Actually, my path and journey over the last 10 years sets a pretty good example for this, because after 48 years of basically listening to everyone else what I should or ought to or had to have been doing, I decided to listen to my own heart and follow it. After my spiritual awakening that I had through my walk-in experience in January of 2003, I had a newfound burning desire to learn alternative forms of healing, and Reiki in particular. Now, many of you listeners, if you are drawn to study alternative forms of healing, not only am I a Reiki master teacher in this discipline, and I've taught hundreds and hundreds of students over my, and attuned master teachers over my last 10 years, but if you're drawn to this, there's a reason for this, and the universe wants you to step up and to become that metaphysical teacher. Well, I stepped forward and received my certification as a master teacher in 2003, and then I opened and established my own business, Angel Healing House, and I gave intuitive counseling and Reiki energy sessions as a licensed Reiki practitioner. After about a year, out of the blue, I began to receive phone calls from people who wanted to study Reiki. And then I started to teach students and formed a Reiki share day once a month for students to practice. And after 6 months, my students asked me about meditation and where they could find a meditation group. I decided to investigate and research different groups in the area for my students. What I found was very discouraging and disappointing, as the groups were either frightfully expensive, or they were headed by an ego-driven person who seemed to be using the meditation life as a platform to extol their superior spiritual wisdom. After several weeks, I could not in good faith recommend any of these groups to my students. I really wanted a group that was loving, inclusive, fun, creative, and took participants to a place where they could experience their divine heavenly natures. Well, bingo. The universe blocked me from finding a place so that I would create just such nights at my home. These wonderful, magical, creative nights started with my Reiki students, but then quickly grew into 2 evenings a month of between 25 and 30 people crammed into my lounge room, experiencing amazing vortex of angelic heavenly energies. From these evenings, people brought their family and friends and they booked sessions with me and signed up to attend my workshop. The angels loved that I did these meditation nights, and I channeled many beautiful guided angel meditations for the group. This then led to me professionally recording my meditations. Since then, I've written and channeled 6 books. I created and hosted this blog talk radio show, which goes out internationally. And I have made that leap in technology, and I'm putting my workshop online as webinars. As you can see, there are so many things that I do under the umbrella of Angel Healing House, and it's not just one purpose that I've come back to fulfill, but I do them all with the joy in my heart, the love that I have for who I am, and my creativity using my gifts, my talents, and my abilities, and doing them with this excited bliss within myself. I reset my own life 10 years ago when I chose to make a life rather than chose to make a living, and put my focus on being happy in whatever I do, and making this the joyful expression of my life. You know, one of the greatest things that we all can do to reset our lives is to actually reset our thought patterns. Most of the way we think is just habitual. It's important to understand that we are not our thoughts, and we can change our thoughts in a heartbeat. One of the greatest reasons as to why people don't change the limiting or sabotaging way that they think is because their beliefs or thoughts are familiar, and they spent years developing habits that depend on them. So much of the world's thoughts and programming came from a world that sought to keep us in fear and encouraged us not to think for ourselves, so but to go along with groups and organizations and other people that seem to know better than we did. In this way, we got used to thinking thoughts that may not have resonated with our hearts. In order to reset our lives to be the best representation of who we are, we must open our minds and allow whatever outmoded limiting thoughts we have to be released and replace them with only thoughts of how limitless, how abundant, and like I've said on the show before, just how beautiful, how powerful, and magnificent we all are. By resetting and letting go of our own limiting thoughts, we are preparing new ground for the planting of new seeds and for the new thoughts that will move us forward and not keep us stuck in the past. By freeing up areas in our mind, we can become more free, flowing, and allow new thoughts and new discoveries to come in. From this day forward, please bless yourself with new ways of thinking, new words to describe your amazing life, and then you can experience new adventures and the new expansion as to who you truly are. Well, that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all of my callers who called in. Thank you to all of those people listening live, to my new listeners, as well as to those who are listening to this archive. Please remember that Angel Healing House Radio is available online live on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, House.com. And Angel Healing House is all one word. Also, to purchase a copy of my enlightening, inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling session and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distance healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please call me on 831-277-3716. Or again, you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. That number to call for Angel Healing House, once again, is 831-277-3716. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine and to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Goodbye. Thank you.